Get to work informed with Larry Richard and John Chumway in the KDKA Morning News right now. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
642 KDKA, Larry Richard with John Chumway, John vacationing back on Monday. Several years ago, I think the first Marcellus shale well was drilled in this part of the country in 2004, although they've been fracking for many years in other parts of the country. And we find out this Marcellus shale, and it's going to be the biggest economic boom this state has ever seen. And then we hear all the controversy and all the good things coming out of it. And now a new report out of West Virginia University, the director of the Center for Industrial Research Applications and professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering is Dr. James Smith, and joins us live from Brewston Mills, West Virginia. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
When we first talked about this, we were telling people that we were hearing this was going to be really big for the state. You know, while many other states are struggling, that this could potentially be the economic boom that people couldn't even have imagined that would happen for Pennsylvania. And now with this new report, you're suggesting it's not just Pennsylvania. This could be the biggest thing for the United States.
I have to agree with what you just said. It's basically what the report is summarized. Effectively, we are looking at an opportunity that we probably haven't seen since the original oil strikes in Texas back 100 years ago.
So while we're trying to get our arms around this, because there's so much minutia in the controversy of fracking and obviously keeping the water clean and safe, and then there is the need and demand for the gas, and we got it, right?
We have so much gas that we're going to start exporting it. I guess the real issue that we've got is that we spend $1 billion a day overseas for oil. And I guess most people just don't quite grasp the notion that if you send $1 billion away from your economy, it hurts. It hurts in everything you do, and it costs you jobs. And somehow we've got to bring that $1 billion a day back, especially to this region. And we have the reserves that allows us to do that.
Now, naturally, there are people that say, yeah, but that comes with a price. Let's go back. Why did you start studying this in the first place?
Well, it wasn't in the first place. My first recollection as a child was climbing on a rig with my father, who was a well tender and was one of the original guys who ran pipe in the state of West Virginia. So I have a history in natural gas, and in fact, when I went to work for DOE for a while, I worked in natural gas, and I've never stayed away from it. I've always believed that there was potential there. Until we found Marcellus, though, it was a real question whether we were ever going to use natural gas the way it should have been used.
And we understand that there is a reserve called the Utica, and some say that that's even bigger.
I've been told that it could be an order of magnitude bigger than Marcellus.
So what do we do with all this, and how do we properly manage it moving forward so that we do get the economic benefit, the jobs, and all the spinoff that we feel we have, that we're sitting on, literally?
Well, I think that it's actually happening around us. I see more and more companies that are starting to invest in efforts to take advantage of this fuel. I have seen dozens of companies who have started converting their vehicles or wanting to convert their vehicles and making a strategic plan to do it. I think the real issue here is that most people are afraid of change, and one of the things that's going to happen is when you start going to this type of a fuel, there's going to be an infrastructure change, and it's going to also affect the status quo that we have around here.
Well, one of the changes we've already seen are a couple of natural gas refueling stations have already opened here in the last couple of months in the Pittsburgh area, and you're suggesting that Pittsburgh itself could be the epicenter for this entire boom.
Well, if you look, if you draw circles around Pittsburgh out to about 200 miles, you pretty much cover the shale gas that's sitting underneath of us. And if you look at that region, at which primarily looks at West Virginia, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, you are now looking at the highest productivity area in the country. We have the heavy machinery, we have the skill sets, we have the tooling, we have everything. All we've got to do is go back to work.
And this is so big. We've seen a downsizing from the mills in the 80s and 90s in this town. But you're saying this is so big it could regenerate some of that activity and already has in the form of pipe manufacturing.
I don't think it's just going to start back. I think it's going to return to where we were. One of the things that's going to happen is as soon as you start pumping money back into your economy, and by virtue of bringing the money back into the country, then you start having more money to do things, and you create more infrastructure support, more social support, and all of this just grows together. And what happens is you start effectively recruiting employees. You start bringing people into the region.
Creating jobs and obviously economic opportunities. And this is reason for big optimism, right?
I think the people in this region may not fully understand that this opportunity is already launched. It's moving. What we need to do now is not try to get in the way of it, but try to help it and make sure that it is done properly. Making sure we've done the environmental things we have to do to protect the environment and to protect the citizens.
And if you'd like to take a look, it's pgh-cleancities.org, and you can search and find this report, Regional Pittsburgh, the New Energy Economy. Dr. James Smith, I'm sure your father would be very proud.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate your time and effort. It's fascinating. I mean, this is reason for a lot of optimism in this region where a lot of other parts of the country are just dying on the vine.
This part of the country is going to get a wake-up jolt, and what's going to happen is I'm hoping it will drag the whole country.
Well, appreciate your time this morning. We hope to talk again.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. James Smith from the University of West Virginia, and fascinating research. Check it out, pgh-cleancities.org, and get the information. We'll put a link on kdkradio.com.